The following broadcast comes to you from Holy Trinity Lutheran Church of New Prague, Minnesota, from the services of Sunday, April 29th, 2018. It's sponsored by Tony and Denise Music in memory of June and Dennis Scheel. Thank you for your support. Good morning. Welcome to Holy Trinity Lutheran Church on this beautiful spring morning. It's good to be together this morning. And thank you to our worship band for beginning our worship so beautifully today. Today we have a baptism of Miss Elena, who's doing amazing up here in the front row. But I'll remind all of you, we all have a part in a baptism. And today, as a church, we have a part to promise to support Elena in her life of faith. So when it gets to that point in the service, I'll encourage you to be awake and ready to celebrate with her. Today, we continue our theme, Ever Faithful, where we're focusing on the Apostles' Creed for 3 weeks. We're in our second of 3 weeks. So today, we are focusing on Jesus. Last week, we talked about God, the Father, the Creator. Today, we're talking about Jesus, the Redeemer. And before we stand and worship, I'm going to invite Pastor Ben to stand up and give us a brief word about sunshine this morning.
Well, this is not fun for me. I've got to share some difficult news. Church Council had to make a tough call this week. Sunshine, which has served faithfully in this congregation, this community for the past 20 years, is going to be, this is its last year. So it'll be closing its doors at the end of the year. Now, what I've known about Sunshine and what you all may know is that the kids have loved their experience at Sunshine. I also know that the teachers and the leaders have done a remarkable job, and parents have only spoken highly about Sunshine. And that's what makes this so tough. But the landscape has changed in New Prague over the past 20 years. There's a number of projects looming that and enrollment has decreased, which makes it no longer financially sustainable in the future, which makes it really difficult to have to say that this will be the end. As a congregation, there will be a letter coming in the mail in the next few days. The Sunshine community has been notified of this in the past couple days. Congregation, the letter's coming, but I just wanted to make you aware of it before you got the letter in the mail. And I just wanted to let you know that after the service, I'll be around to talk to people that want to talk about it and with questions. And so will council members throughout the week. So we've got a picture board of different council members. I invite you, if you've got questions, further questions about it, to contact the council. Like I said, difficult decision. But while this is a difficult decision, council remains very committed. And we remain very committed to being a congregation that supports children's ministry opportunities as we feel like God is calling us to that for years to come. So I just thought we could today begin with a prayer for everyone involved and affected by this. Let us pray. Gracious God, this morning we just say thank you. We thank you for your work through Sunshine Preschool Ministry over the past 20 years here at Holy Trinity. We thank you for your work through the wonderful teachers and the wonderful experiences that these kids have been able to have. And God, today I ask for your help. God, I ask your help as people grieve, as people have to say goodbye. God, I ask your help with each of the teachers and the leaders of Sunshine Preschool. As this is a difficult time for them, God, I ask your help with each of the kids as they make some new arrangements for next year. But God, I also just ask your blessing upon Holy Trinity and the continued ways we can faithfully discern your call to us so that we can be listening to how you call your children to come to you and how we can do our part to make that happen. So God, we ask your help, we thank you, and we look for your guidance going forward. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We know God has been faithful, and God will continue to be faithful. So I invite you to stand.
Amen.
you to join me with our prayer of the day. Dear Jesus Christ, our true God and Lord, we believe you are begotten of the Father in eternity, yet also a true human being. We ask that on this day, you redeem us with your holy and precious blood as lost and condemned human beings. Help us know that we belong to you so that we can serve you in righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can be seated for our special music.
He never failed.
He never failed.
He never failed.
He never failed.
For he is The New Testament reading is from Romans, the third chapter. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe, for there is no distinction, since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. They are now justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is Jesus Christ. Here ends the reading.
Gospel reading this morning comes from John, the 14th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, but if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do even greater works because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. Here ends our gospel reading. Thanks be to God. You can be seated. Well, last week we began our sermon series, our three-week sermon worship series on the Apostles' Creed. And last week we heard about, from Pastor Ben, where we focused on the first article of the creed, God the Father. And we looked at these great posters that our crew time and Sunday school folks made. And we heard about, from Pastor Ben, the first article talks about God the Father Almighty, but also God a Father who's very personal. And he also taught us that the Apostles' Creed is one of our faith tools in our tool belt. So last week we focused on God the Creator. This week we're going to focus on God the Redeemer. God the Redeemer. We refer to God the Father as Creator, God the Son as Redeemer, and then next week we'll finish with God the Holy Spirit, who is our Sanctifier. So to help us picture this week's theme, I thought I'd tell you a little story that came to mind. When I think of the word redeemed, When I was a young girl growing up in small town Owatonna, we had this storefront downtown, kind of like New Prague. And downtown there was this awesome arcade. I know I'm dating myself that I say there was an awesome arcade. But back in the day, this was the thing to do when you were a young person. It was the place to be, and as you walked in the door to this arcade, you could hear the sounds of the jukebox, you heard pinball machines, and you heard the chatter of young teens probably talking about who they hoped would show up next into the store. The place really smelled like chewed Mike and Ikes and those long licorice ropes that you could earn. And the best part about the arcade was four times a year, if you were a school-aged person, you could come into the arcade and bring in your report card. And if you brought in your report card and took it up to the front desk, you could redeem it for some tokens that you could then go play for a while. And the better your report card, the more tokens you got. It was quite a motivator, believe it or not, back in the day. But as excited as I was for these tokens and to get a report card to go and get these coins, I remember one year when I had a report card I wasn't so happy about. And I still went to the arcade with my friends. I walked up to the counter, this time somewhat ashamed, a little afraid as I was with my friends and they'd see what I got in return. But it was an exchange of good grades for then this good amount of tokens, or bad grades and very few tokens. It was this redemption moment where you got to redeem your good grades for something in return. So I want you to think about that image today as we talk about Jesus, our Redeemer, and this exchange that we get. Because today we're talking about God the Redeemer, and I think sometimes we have this picture in our mind when we think about God. I think sometimes, including myself, I think about God behind the counter of this arcade, waiting for us to sheepishly walk up, show our life worth, and how many heaven tokens we might get in return. I'm going to tell you something today. People have thought about or felt that way for thousands of years. People of faith. And I think this is what the people were feeling or thinking about when we read our gospel story just a few minutes ago. I want you to picture that moment. So we read a famous passage from the Gospel of John. And Jesus is sitting around with his disciples who've been with him for quite a while now, but it's his last time with them before he's going to die and be raised. It's his last time with him. And he's giving them his last words, essentially. And he tells his disciples that this is the end for him. He's going to be leaving them. And he's trying to prepare them for his leaving. But the disciples, you heard in particular, Philip, who's been with him all along, says, "But Jesus, where are you going? And how do we get there?" "Well, really, like, tell us how to get there. We want to be with you. How do we get there? What are the directions? We need to know how to get to you. What are the accomplishments? What are the life paths we have to take? What do we have to do to get there?" And Jesus says to Philip, "Have you been with me all along, Philip? And you still don't know that I'm the way? I'm it. You can't get there on your own." Again, last week we talked about God the Father Almighty, God Creator, creating this wonderful world. But today we acknowledge with Jesus that the world didn't go as it was planned. People weren't living the lives God hoped they would. People weren't faithful to God as God hoped they would be. And so God sent Jesus as a person, someone we could relate to, into the world to redeem it. And if we read the creed, which we will in just a few minutes as we baptize Elena, we're going to hear these words. We're going to hear Jesus was conceived. He was born, he suffered, he was crucified, he died, he was buried, he descended, he rose, and he ascended into heaven with God the Father Almighty. Essentially, God came to redeem. And if you hear anything I say today, hear this. We aren't called, nor can we redeem ourselves. I want you to think back to that image of the arcade. You see, I think we picture Jesus behind the counter, who we think we have to turn our report cards into. But I believe that the Bible says that Jesus isn't actually the one behind the counter. But I believe the Bible says Jesus is actually the report card itself. Jesus isn't taking a red pen out, looking at our grade reports, counting them up. Jesus is our actual report card for us. And as we walk up to the heavenly gates, or we walk up to the communion table or to church, we don't need to show what we've done or earned for our place there. We're redeemed because someone has already given us that place. Now, just a few minutes at our offering, we're going to hear a song by some of our worship team called Redeemed. And I want to invite you to listen to the words as we take our offering today. Because it's a song by Big Daddy Weave. It's provided a lot of hope for people, particularly people that have maybe struggled with addiction or been in jail. But actually, Big Daddy Weave wrote this song because of his own struggle with personal self-acceptance and self-worth, something everyone can relate to. And he wrote this song because he realized that it's his own self-worth that doesn't come from him, but it comes from God. It's a gift. And the song says this. I want you to listen for these words later. But it says this. It says, "We are fighting a fight that's already been fought. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'm going to take off these chains, wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. I'm redeemed." So today we looked at the second article of the Creed, the Jesus part. And truthfully, there are so many words about Jesus in this, we could have a four-hour sermon on it. Or multiple weeks. But today we have only a few minutes. And today we think about the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, our Creator, our Redeemer, and our Sanctifier. And I think the word Redeemer captures it all. Because it captures the heart of the gospel, that we all have a place in the kingdom, not because of what we've done, but what Jesus has done. So praise be to Christ, our Redeemer. Amen. Well, I'll invite you to join in confessing the Apostles' Creed together. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. And do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
I'm going to invite you to stand for our closing prayers and blessing. If you'd bow your heads with me in prayer. God, one of the key reasons we gather for worship this morning is to hear about your good news for each of us through the scriptures. It's through the Bible we learn about the gift of your Son, Jesus, that he has given to each of us. And this morning, we do pray for the Gideons as they aid in getting the good news out to all of us who need to hear it. Bless their ministry and our partnership. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And God, as Philip and the other disciples were confused on how to find their way to you, what the prescription was to eternal life, God, comfort each of us with your words today that you are the way. It's not anything we have or can do, but it's because of what you've done. Thank you, Lord, in your mercy. And finally, God, your Son Jesus conquered death by his death and resurrection and offers that promise to us today too. And today we pray for the family and friends of Fred Schmiesing as they grieve his loss. God, assure them and assure us of the promise of resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And now, Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray the prayer you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, as you go on your way today, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious unto you. And may the Lord look upon you with favor and give you God's peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord.